Well, with Election Day just 1 week away, we continue our election series of taking a closer look at candidates throughout the region who are running in contested races. Democrat Dan Lamb is running against incumbent Republican Congressman Richard Hanna in what experts say is a safe Republican district. Lamb is a first-time candidate who was a longtime aide to retiring Representative Maurice Hinchey. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with Lamb about what he brings to the race, hydrofracking, and the economy.
Why did you decide to enter this race?
I know, having been an aide for 15 years, what you have to put in, how much of your life you have to devote to do this job honestly and effectively. I mean, you really have to devote yourself to your constituency. Well, you really have to devote yourself to their needs.
And what were some of the issues and those needs that compelled you to get in?
I believe that upstate New York needs to revitalize its economy. We've been devastated by a loss in the manufacturing base. This is an area that needs investment in higher education. And I also believe very deeply about taking care of this region in terms of the proposed gas drilling that is facing New York. And this district, this 22nd congressional district, really deserves to have somebody that's engaged in this issue, who's knowledgeable, who's put in time. And I've spent years, going back to about 6 years, studying the hydraulic fracturing process, its impact, environmental, economic, health, what are the issues at the federal level that need to be addressed with regards to gas drilling. This is something that I think I offer to this new district.
And when you're running against an incumbent like you are, it deserves to be asked, why do you think Richard Hanna should not be reelected?
Well, he's my congressman now, and I've watched him in action. He's a decent guy, a nice guy, but that in and of itself does not mean a successful congressman. Richard Hanna is a very different style. I think my background and my life in general is more reflective of this district. I'm more like the people I'm trying to represent. I'm a middle-class person. I struggle with a mortgage. I have a kid in public schools. Richard Hanna's in a whole different place in life, you know, a very, very wealthy man and has a different perspective on this region.
What do you think should happen with the Bush-era tax cuts, which are set to expire at the end of the year?
I don't think any honest economic argument can be made for maintaining the tax cuts for people making over $250,000 a year. So I think the Bush tax cuts, since we're still in a recession, could be extended for a few more years for the middle class. I support that. But I fundamentally disagree with my opponent, Richard Hanna, that these tax cuts should be extended for people like him who are in the wealthiest 2%. He's probably in the wealthiest 1% when our long-term financial situation in this country is so precarious.
What would you like voters to know about you since you are, you know, a relative newcomer?
I want people to know that there are many things that I am concerned about, that I spend time researching on and working on, and from agricultural policy to flood control to helping higher education to health care. I mean, I have a lot of interest, and I think I'll be able to relate to just about anyone in this new congressional district, and that I'll be putting in the time to make sure I gather that information as their representative and carry their concerns and their needs to the Congress and really do this job as it was originally designed.
WRVO's Catherine Loper speaking with Dan Lamb, the Democrat running for Congress against incumbent Republican Richard Hanna in New York's 22nd District. We continue our series tomorrow with a look at the candidates running for Central New York's congressional seat. We'll hear from Republican Anne-Marie Burkle, and you can hear all of our election pieces by visiting our website, WRVO.org.